3. Requests and Reply.
Useful sentences.
Words of request.
1. Could you do me a good turn?
2. May I ask you a favor?
3. Could you possibly buy that painting for me?
4. May I have the honor of coming to your birthday party?
5. May I have a look at the receipt, please?
6. Would you mind passing the cup to me?
7. I was wondering whether you can help me work out the math problem.
8. May I trouble you to drive me to the airport?
9. Would you please close the window?
Words of answering requests.
1. I will be glad to help you.
2. I would be delighted to do it for you.
3. It will not be bother to me.
4. That's no trouble at all.
5. It is a piece of cake.
Words of refusing to help.
1. I am sorry, but I'm quite busy now.
2. I would like to, but it's been lent to others.
3. Sorry, I'm afraid I can't help you.
4. I'm sorry, but you had better not use it now.
Fashion Conversation.
Conversation 1.
Do you think you could lend me some of your tapes?
Until when?
Oh, just over the spring holiday.
I'm not sure. I'll have to ask Tom first. I have promised to lend it to him.
Conversation 2.
Would you mind my borrowing your computer?
Well, when exactly?
Until Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
I'm sorry, but I'm using it these days.
Conversation 3.
Is there any chance of my attending your lecture?
When?
Anytime next week.
Yes, I guess that would be all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conversation 4.
I was wondering if you'd let me stay with you for a few days?
It really depends on when.
Until the end of this month, if that's possible.
Let me think it over, and I'll let you know later.
Conversation 5.
Can I help you?
Yes, I wonder if I could trouble you to change a 5-pound note?
I will see. What would you like, 5 ones?
Yes, please. That would be fine.
Here you are.
Thank you. I am most grateful.
Rattling off. The important thing in life is to have a great aim and the determination to attain it. Goethe.
Ideal is the beacon. Without ideal, there is no secure direction. Without direction, there is no life. Leo Tolstoy, Russian writer.